A very busy 2025 with a new president. Steve McLaughlin is joining us to tell us a bit about himself and about Quin Cycles. Great to meet you, Steve. Thanks for coming
great
over.
Great to meet you as well, Joe.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity. You're filling big shoes in Irene Lutz's stead.
Well, she's still involved. She's just, I'm just in the leadership role, but she's still very much involved and helps me out a ton with the group.
And always will be, I'm sure.
Yes.
She's got a passion for it. But I'm curious to find out a little bit about yourself and your background and how you got involved with Quin Cycles.
Yeah, I moved to Quincy about 10 years ago after college. I went to school at UMass for civil engineering with a focus in transportation. And if you do that kind of work, you move to Boston. And, you know, at the time, a lot of people my age were moving to Cambridge, Somerville, Alston, Brighton, but I wanted to move to Quincy.
Specifically?
I wanted the beach.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
It felt a little bit more, I came from Springfield, Mass, so this felt like a little bit more of like a working town with regular people and not just like a hustle and bustle college, city, I guess. And I fell in love with the place and I've been here ever since. And, over the years, I've been looking for ways to get, involved with the community, with people. And a few years ago, one of my coworkers said, you should check out Quin Cycles. You should check out the Mayor's Bike Commission. And I got very much involved. And a couple of years ago, I stepped into the leadership role and I've been, planning it and running events and running the group.
Yeah. Now, was cycling always part of your life?
I'm a big runner. I'm a big, I like to stay active and I'm passionate about, I think, transportation equity, and I'm passionate about, connecting people and stuff like that.
Sure.
Because I am a transportation engineer.
Right.
I ride around the city to get to the train. I ride around to get to different places that I need to go.
Sure.
I see that the city is rapidly developing, and the greater Boston area is moving in a direction transportation-wise, and I would like to be a part of that change, I guess, and helping the community move forward. And
sure. So, how would you kind of rate Quincy now as a bike-friendly community? Is it bike-friendly? Could it be better?
It could be better for sure.
Yeah.
I think if we're, Cambridge and Somerville, as far as national standards go, are very progressive in like the infrastructure that they build. Quincy isn't super far behind them, but it could be better.
Okay.
I think we could go a long ways in connecting some of our bike lanes and making routes that people can actually travel and use to get around and help people get away, I think, a little bit from their dependency to cars and stuff like that.
Yeah. I know that one of the missions of Quin Cycles, right, is to work with the city to promote more bike-friendly development, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We sit on the Mayor's Bike Commissions. Right. I'm personally very, as an engineer, I'm passionate about connecting people to, the projects that the municipality is working on and making sure that they get to voice their opinions in those projects.
Yes.
I design projects myself, and we go to public meetings, and it's sometimes hard to reach the people that live in those neighborhoods and making sure they are aware of those projects. And that's one of the things that we help amplify is if there's like a MassDOT study happening on Hancock, we try to amplify that on our social media.
Sure.
Making sure people go to those meetings and tell those officials what they want to see.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So for folks who aren't familiar, Steve, tell me a little bit about Quin Cycles.
Yeah, we are 50% ride group, 50% advocacy. We do community rides. We cater to all ages, all abilities. Currently, we do monthly Monday night rides at the first Monday of every month. Mm-hmm. We post all that stuff on our website. We also plan some longer destination rides that we're still sorting out the schedule for. We also plan a variety of different charity and volunteer events. We have a group that's doing the Cleaner Greener Quincy event that's coming up in a few weeks.
Yes.
We do Cranksgiving in the fall where get the community together to donate to other local nonprofits. We do advocacy and we go to public meetings and we try to make the city a better place for
absolutely people. Yeah, cleaner, greener, now 30 plus years old, first Saturday in May. Mm-hmm. And this year it's from 9 to noon, and then after that there's a big cookout at Patchen Field.
Yep.
So what specifically will Quinn Cycles be doing that?
We have two members that are, I think, for like, they've been doing it every year. I can't tell you how long they've been doing it, but we focus on the Billings Salt Creek Path Trail.
Okay,
yep. Off of Commander Shea Boulevard.
Sure.
And we will be working to, you know, pick up trash, but also widen the path because it, you know, connects to other paths and it gets overgrown.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. How many members now in Quinn Cycles, even just roughly?
I think like around 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
it's a pretty good group.
How does one become a member?
If you go on our website, quinncycles.com, mm-hmm. We just updated our website. It's new and works really well, and
nope.
it's very good looking. Very
Excellent.
Happy with the way it turned out.
Good.
We have a sign up box that's right on the front page. You can either subscribe to our newsletters, you can become a member, which also subscribes you to our newsletters,
okay.
or you can donate.
Okay. So it is a nonprofit.
We are a 501c3 yep. nonprofit, completely volunteer run. Nobody gets paid.
Right.
Really a project of passion, I guess, for the people who are involved.
Yeah. Is there a cost to be a member?
It's $25 a year.
Okay.
And that goes towards, you know, paying for things that help us plan events. Again, nobody's paid, so.
Right. And does it get you one of those cool t-shirts?
Oh, yeah. We have these t-shirts. They're, you know, athletic fit. They're
okay.
The stay dry fabric, so they're good for riding.
Sure. How would you kind of break down Quinn Cycles members now in terms of ages and backgrounds? Is it mostly older folks, retirees? Is it a combination of young and old?
I would say we're 40%. I want to say 40% older folks, retirees.
Yeah.
I want to say there's another 40% that's in that 30 to 50 range,
okay.
and then we have a few younger members, but. I would say most of our members are on the older side, but we do, for our rides, we have a lot of, you know, younger people that will show up.
Sure.
You know, especially during the summer, we get, you know, kids and teenagers that go to our, like, Monday night rides or some of our other events that we plan.
Okay, sure. The Monday night rides, where do those happen?
We meet in Quincy Center it's Faxon Ave and Coddington Street. 34
oh, okay.
Coddington and Faxon Ave, so it's, I forget what the building is, but we meet in the parking lot, and then we usually have a predetermined route that we pick, and we, you know, try to change it up every month and see a different part of the city.
Sure. Okay. And so if folks want to participate in that, just show up on a
yeah
first Monday
our
night?
It's on our calendar on our website.
Okay.
I always post you know, flyers. I put it on social media. I post it on all the Facebook groups.
Sure.
But yeah, it's usually every first Monday, unless there's a weather cancellation or some kind of holiday or something that we can't make it for, but yeah, all of our dates are on our website, and you can look for us on social media as well.
Oh, of course. Year round? Is it a year round?
Oh, no.
Not
we usually end around, I think Cranksgiving in late fall is usually our last event. It usually gets a little too cold to be doing rides in the winter time, and
sure.
it gets dark pretty early, so.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if somebody is considering becoming a member, but they're not super comfortable riding a bike, or it's been a long time then since I've ridden a bike, you know,
yeah,
do you help them with that?
Yeah, so we usually have so another thing that we plan, and we have an event coming up with Snug Harbor Elementary, is if your bike isn't in operable condition, we have a team of people that will fix your bike for free.
Okay.
So we're doing that. That's May 10th. That is also on our website.
Okay.
Yeah, and for our Monday night rides, we mm-hmm. usually have somebody that brings like an air pump, or we'll have somebody that has some tools. So if there's something that, you know, we can quick fix, we can try to resolve that. Most of our Monday night rides are pretty, they're catered towards people of all abilities
okay.
and ages. So
all right.
They're usually between 8 to 12 miles, but it's a, you know, slow, moderate pace. We ride as a group.
Mm-hmm.
We marshal at intersections. We lead and sweep. So if you're not the most confident of rider,
yeah.
it, you know, it works for you.
Yeah, okay. And you need your own bike, obviously, right?
Yep, you need your own bike.
Yeah.
We do get donations occasionally. We currently have two bikes that have been donated to
no
us.
Kidding.
So if
okay.
there is somebody who's passionate and wants to ride and wants a bike, reach out.
Okay,
you can
right.
find my contact on our website.
Okay.
But yeah, bring a bike, definitely bring a helmet.
Yes.
That's important and part of the rules. So.
And law too, right?
Yes.
What is the current law for helmets in Massachusetts?
I think You're quizzing me. I know everybody has to wear helmets.
Okay.
I think it's above the, I think it's above the age of, I don't know, but yeah, you have to wear a helmet in Massachusetts.
And you should anyway.
You should anyway, yes.
Just for common
Stay
sense
safe
purposes.
On the streets.
Safety is a big part, right?
Yes.
Of your mission.
Yes, it is. We also partner with MassDOT Safe Routes to Schools.
Yep.
Our connection there is helping us get helmets to give out to kids.
They're not cheap.
They're not cheap. Yeah. They're very expensive. Partnering with MassDOT and Safe Routes to Schools is, you know, a great connection to have. And I'm working on getting some helmets that we can give out at our Snug Harbor event.
Okay.
I'm working to get a few for the other events that we have, because we do see a lot of kids, and helmets can, they're expensive.
No question, yeah.
Yeah.
And getting more so, unfortunately. And bikes are not cheap either.
They're not cheap either.
You know, I know at the libraries here in Quincy, the maintenance racks that were installed just last season, I think.
Yeah. Last season, yeah. The city installed, maintenance
stands, I guess.
Stands, facilities, yeah. Racks, tools.
Right.
They have air pumps, various tools that you can use, and they're at, I think, all of the libraries. I think they're only at libraries, but that's a great resource. I don't have those on our website, but if you know where to find a library, you can find one of those.
Yep, there's one right outside the library here in Quincy Center.
Yeah, and if there is something that you don't feel confident fixing on your own, if you reach out to us, I can connect you with the right people to, you know, help you get over that.
Okay. I know in years past, Quin Cycles has hosted specific kind of bike repair events.
Yes. Yes.
Do you think that'll happen again this year?
Yeah, we're doing the Snug Harbor one. Haven't planned it out yet. We'd like to do one in the fall right before, school kicks off, maybe, in August.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few folks who they do bike repair tents at the farmer's market.
Oh.
I forget what church it's at, but
okay.
We're around the city. If you reach out, yep. I can connect you with them.
It's St. Chrysostom's.
Yes, that's the one.
Walston, yeah, okay. Excellent, very good.
Yeah.
I know in the past, Quin Cycles has had destination rides, so folks, you drive to, like down the Cape, you drive
yep.
to a location and then ride. Is that something that'll be happening, do you think?
Yeah, we're getting together next week for pizza to plan all that stuff.
Okay.
To get those, all that route planning out and stuff like that. So.
Sure.
Yeah. We're also doing a ride in June. This is going to be our big ride. We're doing a beaches ride, so we're gonna try to hit every beach in Quincy in a bike ride. It's sponsored by DCR, Save the Harbor, Save the Bay.
Yep.
Completely free to the public, open to everyone. There'll be food and refreshments after. Hoping that QPD will join us and ride with us. So.
Yeah, they have a bike unit, certainly.
Yeah.
So Walston and the city beaches as well?
So I think we're going to start and try to loop around Howes Neck and hit all the beaches there,
okay.
Ride up Walston, and then go to Squanum and hit all the beaches there.
There's 13 in all,
Yep. It'll be a marathon.
Okay.
But, it'll be a good event.
Yeah. When is that again?
That's planned for June 28th currently.
June 28th, mark your calendars.
Yes. We still have to submit our permits, but that is currently what we've been approved for, so it should be happening.
All right. That's something to look forward to for sure.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned the shirts. Do those come with membership, or is that extra?
I think we just give them out right now.
Okay.
At one point we were charging people for them, but if you become a member and you want a shirt, well, I'll give you one.
Okay, all right. Now, your predecessor, Irene,
yes.
Rode every single street in the city of Quincy on her bike.
She did. I remember, I think that's how I learned about Irene. I saw that in the, I think it was in the Ledger, I think, originally.
Probably, yeah.
It was online, I read about it, and I didn't think to reach out and discover Quin Cycles, but it was a pleasant surprise that when I did join Quin Cycles,
yep.
I was like, oh, you're the woman I read about.
Yep.
Of course you run this group. Yeah.
It was during the pandemic, so mm-hmm. She had some time. Is that something you would aspire to do?
Oh, I don't know. Got to have a lot of time to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
maybe.
Something you would encourage folks to do?
Yeah. I mean, I think our streets are getting safer. I think they're maybe not in a Ponset Road, but I think a lot of our neighborhoods are fine for cycling. I think you can get around to most places through the city. I think that's one of the goals with our Monday Night Rides as well, is to show people ways to get around and routes that they can take that, are enjoyable and make cycling a a viable method.
Yeah, if you're car-centric, you know, and not familiar with different ways to get around on a bike, it might be waiting for you to see the city in a different light as well.
Yeah, I think it is a little bit of a shame that, you know, to get to the most parks in the city, you have to drive there.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they put their car on a bike, they put their bike on a car,
right,
drive the bike to the park to then ride the bike.
Right.
So, you know, it'd be great if you could just
step out your front door, right?
Yeah.
Ride the bike to the park and back, yeah.
Yeah.
The Bike Commission, tell us a bit about the Bike Commission, Mike, if you can.
So the Bike Commission is run by Allison Luff.
Okay.
I think her last name just changed. It was Allison Ruel.
Sure.
Yes, yeah. It's a commission run by Allison at TPAL, and Quinn Cycles is separate from that, but that is a it's open to the public as well.
Okay.
Allison updates us on all of the multimodal infrastructure updates that are coming to the city, whether it's bike lanes or sidewalks or, you know, maybe, yeah,
ferries now.
Yeah, ferry, yeah. Like anything that anything multimodal, I guess, she updates us on. And if there is something I think that piques the interest of Gwyn Cycles, we will, you know, work with our connections, elected officials, to, you know, express our opinions.
Do you know where and when the commission meets?
They meet on the Gwyn Cycles has third Thursday meetings that you can find on our website.
Okay.
And the commission meetings happen right before that meeting. So they happen 6:30, usually every third Thursday of the month, and then we have our Quinn Cycles meetings at 7:30.
Right after.
Yeah.
At City Hall?
We do them on Zoom. We do a yearly in-person meeting at the library, and before our Monday night rides, I'll do like a little mini meeting that kind of covers the stuff if you don't want to have to hop on Zoom every third Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So all of the commission meetings are strictly on Zoom.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yeah.
Still doing that, huh?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Anything else we should share with folks right now?
No, I think we covered pretty much everything.
Okay.
Check us out on our website if you want to become a member, if you want to reach out and chat with me. I mean, all of our contact info is up there.
Great. Nice to meet you, and thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
No, you're very welcome. Come back, please.
Of course, yeah. Right. Invite me, for sure.
Will do.